I've been in here and in the studio two or three times and I've said it's a cracking campaign, and it is. I've no problem with that. And local democracy, this is what it's all about. I'm willing to have that debate, that open. And I've said on many occasions, I'm open to public scrutiny, and that's why to fight hard after the last debate in council to get this tree forum. But it's now beginning a bit of a bad smell, Toby. I've got to set out a bit of a bad smell about this. Something that's politically orchestrated around here. Because you had the opposition councillor yesterday who said that he'd had all the information, the spreadsheet with the trees that were going out.
Yeah.
Then he sat on it. Yeah, Councillor Gledel and Councillor Munn had been out to the road shows where over 200 residents had been, local residents had been, where overwhelming majority was that this transformational project coming into their area was all being accepted, all understood, challenged, and got the answers they wanted. Yet this councillor then decides, when a campaign just pops up, leaps out of the house, runs down, and then starts making waves. You look at the Door petition that's online, you can look at it, they're talking about that there's 50% of these 36,000 trees are coming down. Why wouldn't you sign that petition? I'd sign it. But that's just not right. And so we have to say, somewhere along the line, there is a bad smell certainly developing.
So you think that a lot of this campaign is orchestrated by the opposition?
I'm just saying that some reason... Well, that Door petition...
You didn't say a lot, but you think some of the...
Some of it. What I'm saying is, in Door, there's a petition going around there, 700-odd petitions. I can show you it after. It's online. It's in the leader of the opposition's ward, the shadow cabinet member's ward, etc. Now, surely if they see that and see that misleading information, they would say, oh, hey, up a minute, I understand you're doing a petition, but this is just factually incorrect, just reorganise. We're not taking 36,000 trees, or half of them. We're taking 4,000. We've took out two, planted more than 2,000 back. People have said about air quality around this city, that's why we've planted an extra 50,000 trees this year alone, made 17 woodlands. Now, the campaigners have made good progress. I've opened up the forum. We are considering a citywide tree strategy because we'd run with the 6D policy with the Streetside project, but obviously that's just the 36,000 highway trees. There's a wider debate here. There's a wider debate around the city of 2 million trees that we look after. So, of course, when we make these decisions, I've been said I'm open to public scrutiny. I've now brought along officers, I've brought along our tree experts, there's the experts from AMI, and independent experts sat around the table, we're local residents, and let's not forget this, I have more people contacting me to take trees down, yeah. And why aren't you taking this tree down, than they are.
And maybe that's the issue, maybe it is the campaigners are able to make a big noise. They were upset yesterday because trees have already started to come down in Greenhill. Now, why are these trees coming down? Is it because they're diseased? Is it because...
Well, there are a series of reasons why. Tonight, we're considering the 25 engineering solutions that we have to consider before we take a tree down, before we even look at taking a tree down. And, I brought a list in here, so I can't remember all 25. I'm not that good. But we look at the installation of thinner profile curbs, the excavation of footways for physical route examination, ramping and reprofiling of footways, flexible paving, removal of displaced curbs, filling of pavement cracks. We look at even root pruning, root shaving, root barriers, the way that we look at all of that, the excavation, even hand excavation under these trees, heavy tree crown reductions, retaining dead and dying because of their local habitat. So a lot of what's in this press at this moment in time is just misleading. And you've just, that's what I say, I think it's a cracking campaign, but there's just beginning a bad smell that's developing out here.
And you say you've planted 50,000 trees, and of course we're talking about a few thousand on a road in Greenhill. But of course you can understand, can't you? I mean, the environmental argument is one. But actually, if you spent a lot of time looking at a house that you're going to buy, and one of the reasons you're going to buy it is that leafy tree-lined road that you're going to live on, then you would be annoyed if that tree went. You know, I mean, people's personal environment is very important to them, isn't it?
Absolutely. If you just check on board where we were, where we've started from, that the old city was screaming out originally to fix these potholes, to give us decent paths, to give us some street lighting. We're doing that, transformational in here. But unfortunately, in some of the areas where we actually have to plane the road to lay the tarmac, some of those tree roots will get damaged. Now, at that moment in time, that tree does not look as though it's damaged in any shape or form. But we'll lay the road, we'll lay the paths, and guess what? 2 years' time, we've got to come and take that tree out. Can I expect where you are? Chuffing Council, they'll say, ain't it? Come here, just lay the brand new path, got to take that tree. So that's why these inspections have been done. But not just our inspections, Toby. independent. In 2006, before, when all parties signed up to this, the independent survey was done. It identified that 75% of our highways tree stock was either mature or over mature, and we needed to look at the management of this. We have done. We've not said 75% in any shape or form. We've identified 4,000 trees. Our council experts then go out and above. There were a myth that said, well, Amy get a profit out of taking these trees. We've dispelled that. They got told that we hadn't had an independent review. We have had an independent. We have to come from an Highway Act. We have to come from Equality Act. We have to come from a duty of care. That's where the council comes, and that's what we're having to start from. So we have to start from that default position. But I understand the passion out of course I do. I live in Sheffield. I love it.
Well, I think you're going to find some more of the passion tonight at the tree forum.
Can't wait.
I'm sure you will. Councillor Terry Fox, thanks very much indeed for coming in.